It's the largest gathering of astronomers, drawing nearly 3,000 people from more than 75 different countries. But this year's gathering in Hawaii has a different feel. The International Conference, which is held every 3 years, has found itself embroiled in the controversy surrounding the construction of the 30-meter telescope atop Mauna Kea. Demonstrators who have been protesting on the mountain for months held court outside the Hawaii Convention Center Tuesday morning. Protest leader Lanakila Manguel says the group is not anti-science, but believes that building on Mauna Kea represents desecration of sacred land.
We are not here to protest the conference. We are not here to protest astronomy. We have no problem with those things. Our stance on the Mauna is simply a poor choice of location.
University of Hawaii professor John Osorio worries the group's concerns are falling on deaf ears.
Lili Kala, Kamehameha, and I approached the astronomers more than a week ago and asked them for just one panel in this conference where we could actually bring these issues in front of this body, and we were denied.
The IAU does not plan on holding any sessions that directly address the recent TMT protests on Mauna Kea. IAU General Secretary-elect Piero Benvenuti says the union will continue to stay neutral on the debate. He says the request from Osorio to hold a panel discussion was denied because of logistics, not an unwillingness to listen.
There was no way of planning anything inside the conference because that was planned long, long ago. And our preoccupation was to be sure that we can run the conference without any interference. The dialogue is always useful if it's based on a rational ground, and so I would favor the discussion, provided that it goes somewhere and it reaches a conclusion at some point, which is satisfactory for both parties.
The International Astronomical Union will continue through next Friday and includes a series of public events and lectures. In the meantime, TMT opponents will take to the streets of Waikiki on Sunday to make sure their position is being heard. Molly Solomon for HPR News.